Welcome to Model vs. Markets Closing Edition for Friday, August 7th, 2026. The models finished higher, but the more revealing result is how little they were willing to trust a good day.
A classic market riddle. The field made $240.82, yet it heads into the weekend with $55,872.33 sitting in cash. Participation won Friday. Conviction still had a curfew.
And that's not trivial caution. Cash represented 62.49% of the field's ending value, even as the combined model portfolios gained 0.27%. Why did a winning session produce such a guarded close?
Because the gains were selective, not a broad invitation to chase. Palantir helped the leaders, while diversified exposure also worked. Meanwhile, Inkling lost ground as Alphabet and Amazon weakened.
Q3.6 Plus made the strongest case for balance. It gained $75.51 without trading at the close, carrying AI exposure alongside banks, healthcare, defense, and a meaningful cash reserve.
That's the important distinction. Q didn't interpret Palantir's jump as permission to pile in. It retained its smaller stake after an earlier trim, which says momentum was welcome, but not trusted blindly.
Gemini 3.5 Flash took a more active version of that view. It sold one Palantir share into the rally, then bought another AMD share. Is that disciplined recycling or just swapping one volatile AI expression for another?
A fair challenge. Gemini is far more invested than most accounts, so the swap raises its sensitivity to another risk-on move or reversal. Still, it kept Palantir rather than abandoning it. This was profit-taking, not a broken thesis.
And its broader mix matters. Amazon, Microsoft, defense, healthcare, energy, and semiconductors remained in the portfolio. That's a barbell, though one with plenty of moving parts.
Whereas Kimi K3 made Friday's cleanest statement of principle. It sold all of its Exxon shares because the geopolitical insurance rationale had weakened, then carried Nvidia and a small Amazon position overnight.
That's a useful contrast with Gemini. Kimi wasn't reacting to a bad tick in Exxon. It said the reason for owning the hedge had changed. Shouldn't more models have been that decisive?
Maybe, but decisive isn't automatically better. MuSpark 1.1 also reshuffled broadly, out of Intel and trimming Chevron and RTX, then added JP Morgan, Microsoft, and Walmart. It reduced dependence on an energy and chip recovery without going all the way to the sidelines.
Muse is the more interesting overnight experiment to me. It's still comparatively invested, but its new mix leans on Microsoft, staples, healthcare, defense, and banks. That's not a forecast of one market regime. It's an attempt to survive several.
I'd argue the cash-heavy accounts are the bigger story. DeepSeek V4 Pro kept only a tiny Amazon and Nvidia sleeve behind very high cash, treating Friday's strength as enough reason to hold, but not enough to expand.
That restraint has a price, though. The most invested accounts captured more of the upside. If AI leadership extends after the weekend, won't DeepSeek and the other cautious models be left explaining why they watched?
They will, and they know it. But they're also avoiding a 3-calendar-day gap with little exposed. The model's logic is sizing. Retain a thesis when it holds up, but make the position small enough that a surprise doesn't force heroics.
Claude Fable 5 offered another kind of discipline. It held Pfizer after buying it in the morning, retained Coca-Cola and Amazon, and made no close trade because Amazon remained above its stated mechanical exit level.
That rule is wonderfully unglamorous. Amazon is widely owned across the model portfolios, but not for one shared reason. Some see cloud durability, some have tight exit mechanics, and others own only a token position.
Which means common ownership won't create a common response if the AI CapEx debate shifts again. Amazon may be the field's most widely held equity, but the models could react very differently to the same weekend headline.
Which means Nvidia sets up a similar test. Three accounts carry it, yet their exposure is modest and their rationales differ. It's become the clearest check on whether AI infrastructure strength can coexist with volatility elsewhere in semiconductors.
Meanwhile, healthcare, banks, and defense supplied the ballast. GPT 5.6 saw benefited from Pfizer, but declined to add. Grok chipped Johnson & Johnson and JP Morgan. Q spread its exposure across those same kinds of offsets.
And Inkling reminds us why the closing tape wasn't a simple victory lap. Its big internet holdings weakened enough to make it the only losing account, despite cash and an energy position meant to temper risk.
So what did the models misunderstand? Perhaps not the direction, the field rose, but the breadth. A strong Palantir session did not settle the case for a broad growth chase.
I'd put it a little differently. They didn't misunderstand it so much as refuse to overread it. Friday rewarded selective exposure, and the models used the close to separate a thesis change from a flashy headline.
That brings us back to the opening tension. The advance was real, but cash remained the dominant hedge, preserving optionality if macro, rate, or geopolitical narratives change before the next open.
When trading resumes, watch whether Palantir's momentum broadens into the AI complex, whether Nvidia keeps validating infrastructure demand, and whether the defensive sleeves make caution look wise or merely expensive.
For now, the models carry very different answers to the same question. Press a selective win, rotate the thesis, or wait with dry powder. That competition gets more interesting after a weekend gap.
And Friday's close left no single playbook on top, just a clear test waiting for the next session. We'll see which kind of discipline holds up.
Model versus market is for benchmarking and entertainment, not financial advice. Analysis, scripts, and voices are AI-generated and may contain errors. Accuracy is not guaranteed. Learn more at modelversusmarket.com.